Greetings and happy holidays, everyone. I just wanted to get out a quick podcast today, as today is Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2005. I posed a question on the My English blog, and maybe some of you have read it. I asked you to talk about a great experience that you had during this year, 2005, which is just about finished. Before I get stories about your great experiences, I'll tell you a story about me and the year 2005. I truly have to tell you that it's been a very good year for both my wife and me. It was our first full year of being in business, offering English lessons and proofreading here in the small city of Matsumoto. This year was also the year that I got my first teaching position at a Japanese university. I started teaching part-time at Shinshu University Matsumoto this past October, and that has really been an exciting learning experience for me. During this year, 2005, one of the best experiences that has happened to me is starting the English Teacher John Show podcast. I really mean that. I've really enjoyed it, and I feel that I've connected with many people in a lot of different countries around the world. My first podcast was produced and published at the end of July this year, and it's just gotten more fun as it progresses. I really hope that the quality has improved even a little bit. My goal is always to improve the English Teacher John Show, and I know that I haven't always achieved that goal, so I'm sorry about that. Sometimes I really get a little busy, and I just don't have the time that I'd like to put into the English Teacher John Show podcast. Thanks for your encouraging and kind words in your emails. I read every one of the emails, and many of them have very kind words that always brighten my day. I always talk to my wife about it and tell her, "Hey, today I received an email from Azerbaijan or Spain or Brazil or Vietnam or China or India or Russia and many other countries. It's really exciting." Yes, it really is the holiday season, and Christmas is tomorrow. I know that there are many of you out there who have no connection with Christmas, but Christmas is a very important time in my culture. To tell you the truth, I like the feeling of excitement, warmth, family, and friendship that comes at the holiday time, but I really don't like the part of Christmas that is connected to endless shopping, buying, rushing around, hurrying, busy, 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 from shop to shop, from mall to mall, driving, driving, driving everywhere. I think this consumerism, which reaches its climax at the end of year holiday season, is unnecessary, and I think it can be harmful too. In our minds, it forms a connection between Christmas and buying gifts, and I don't think that's a healthy connection. we can have a nice few days or even a week with our family and friends, share our opinions and experiences, cook and eat together, play together. And I think it can all be done without all of the consumerism. Are there holidays in your culture that connect a religious holiday with some degree of consumerism? I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Hey, let's have a little fun here with holiday music. I've chosen a few songs, and none of them are religious songs, though most of them are connected to Christmas and the holiday season. I'll just play a short clip from each song, and that way I think I can stay out of trouble concerning copyrighted music. See if you know any of these. Here's one of my favorites, just a beautiful voice.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Ah, that voice is so soothing. Here's the second one.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Well, I think it's the kids' Christmas songs that are the most fun. All right, let's move to number three.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
That's an old classic one, and that's the one we used for the introduction to this segment. It's now time for Christmas song number four. Yes, you can hear that one playing everywhere during the Christmas season. Now we'll go to our very last song, another kids' classic and one of my favorites. It always puts a smile on my face.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to those. Let's have a quick review. Number one was Nat King Cole singing the Christmas song. That's the Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire song. Number two was the kids' classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Number three, also a very nice Christmas song, White Christmas. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Number four is a very common song, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And number five, another kids' classic, Frosty the Snowman. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Just a little melody. Sorry, a medley of Christmas songs. And we're going to finish here with a couple more clips. First, you'll hear Jingle Bells. And at the very end, you will hear one of my, one song that I really like, Jingle Bell Rock. A little bit of a rock and roll version of the Jingle Bell song. Well, it's not really a lesson today, just some comments and music. Thanks to all of you for listening and learning. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Jingle bells.